In Northwest News from KPLU, many local schools are starting classes again this week under the cloud of a failing label. State school officials recently announced nearly 9 in 10 schools received those ratings after the state lost a waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind Act last spring. That means Washington schools must now meet the decade-old law's mandate that every one of their students pass statewide tests or face consequences. State Superintendent Randy Doran says that's not only wasteful and unfair, but in his words, crazy. He spoke with KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes.
We know that not every single kid's going to be at grade level, but that's what the law says. So we have some of our very highest performing schools in the state that we honored in May and said, you are doing excellent, you have shown great improvement, and now because of a law that's outdated and the federal government, and the law says you have to send out these letters, offer up to parents that kids are going to a failing school, that if you want your kids to go to another school, they can. The only problem is the other schools around them is failing too under the federal law. So that's crazy. And this isn't helping kids.
So, of course, there has been a lot of criticism for the No Child Left Behind law. But when it was passed in 2001, it was nominally about closing the achievement gaps. And the test scores that we saw today didn't change all that much. In any elementary or middle school grade, 7 in 10 kids are going to pass reading, 6 in 10 are passing math. And on top of that, achievement gaps between white and minority students didn't change all that much. In that sense, are these numbers of schools that aren't meeting the progress goals of No Child Left Behind, is it really that far off?
No Child Left Behind did bring into view that kids from minority homes weren't doing as well as Asians and white kids. But for a lot of kids, we haven't been able to move that needle. But if you look at their scores from 98 and you look at their scores today, they have gone up. The problem is they haven't been able to close the gap. And I get in big arguments with people. People expect the gap to be closed, and these challenge kids that come to us and they're below grade level and they go to 6.5 hours of school, just like the kids that are performing well, and they think some magical thing's going to happen those 6.5 hours, that they're going to dramatically increase their learning and get caught up with the high-performing kid.
You make clear that the state doesn't have the wherewithal to take over a school almost immediately after the waiver was lost. You came out with a list of 280 focus and priority schools, schools that are going to get this $11 million worth of aid for help and teacher training and staff development, these kinds of things. But you compare that list of 280 schools to the 400 that are in step 5 of No Child Left Behind accountability, which normally means that they could possibly be taken over. And I'm wondering if this would suggest a huge gap. These are schools that are in distress, in trouble, but they're not going to get the help that they need.
We don't have the where for all to give assistance to all those. And I want you to know that right now, in our lowest 5% of our schools, we do take a look at those, and we have resources, not only by the federal government, but also by the state, to identify those schools, and we actually go in with coaches and in a partnership, the state department and with the school district, to develop a plan to improve that school. Some of those plans is that half your teachers will move out of the school and we'll hire new teachers and we'll hire a new administrator and we'll look at enough resources to expand the school day, to give teachers new professional development on new strategies to teach kids. So there has to, I mean, that's why we're talking about McCleary. If we want to help all kids and we believe all kids can learn, that bottom 20 quartile, you know, just like in a lot of our test scores, there's about the last 20 to 25%, those kids still aren't at grade level proficiency. They will need smaller class sizes if you're going to truly make a difference. That takes massive resources to do. That's what it's going to take if you're going to educate all kids.
Randy Doran is Washington State's Superintendent of Public Instruction. He spoke after releasing last year's statewide test score numbers and school ratings. Though the test results didn't change much, more than 1,900 of the state's nearly 2,200 schools are failing to make adequate progress under the federal No Child Left Behind law. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.